The first reading is a reading from the book of the reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. My brothers and sisters, you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when he who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and then returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Caiaphas and remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. As to what I am writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing that the one who was once persecuting us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar, my journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Truly, you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb, and I give thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman who was named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we see Martha who is complaining about Mary. Both saints, both complain, both very human. But we go to the first reading, though, and here Paul is saying what the people of the church was saying about him is the very last line, they glorified God because of me. And that's a great thing for us, if we can have the church glorify God or praise God that we exist, that we have converted, that we are instruments of his grace and of his mercy. So it's something that, you know, when we say the Lord's Prayer today, when we say, hallowed be thy name, we're saying, Lord, may my life hallow your name. May my life, when people look at me, praise you instead of curse you. Huh? So today we got to think, do people curse God because I exist? Or do they glorify God's name because I exist? And if they're not glorifying God's name, what do we got to do to make them? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.